The fallout continues for the credit monitoring company Equifax today after it announced last week that it had been the victim of a massive data breach. The names, social security numbers, and other personal information of more than 140 million Americans were left vulnerable. So what should consumers do? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. She's in New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So let's start with how someone knows that they've been affected, because we know that the emergency website the company set up to help consumers ran into some issues last week.
Yes, that was EquifaxSecurity2017.com. And initially, it seemed like a great idea, because if you went straight onto that website, you'd plug in the last six digits of your social, you'd put in your last name, and generally speaking, it would tell you whether or not you were impacted. Unfortunately, a couple of things occurred. First of all, that site is inundated with a lot of volume. And so now all of a sudden, once you enter your information, you can't get confirmation about whether or not you're affected. The people who were immediately pushed into the protection service called Trusted ID, that came under scrutiny for a couple of reasons. One is it didn't seem like that was very fair to just give you 1 year of service for free. And then that there was this waiver of rights for the cybersecurity incident, which they then rescinded. Long story short is that EquifaxSecurity2017.com may not be your best bet to get the ball rolling on protecting your identity.
Well, it also sounds kind of like a fake website with that.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah, with that address. So what should people do if they think that they've been affected by this?
You know, no, I would just presume that you are affected. I mean, 55% of adults over the age of 18 are affected. And if you think about that, this is just the first round. We've seen in other security breaches where later on it becomes very clear that more people are involved than initially thought. So what I would do, first of all, is you can contact not just Equifax. You can go to one of the other credit companies, Experian or TransUnion. Put a free fraud alert on your credit report. If you notify one, that one must then notify the other two. Hmm. That's going to give you a 90-day protection. You can renew it, but it just also entitles you to a free credit report from each of the three companies. This is a good way to sort of see if any shenanigans have taken place up until this point.
Is it worth it to go through this trouble? What are the possible consequences if you don't?
I think it is worth it. Look, I did it this weekend, and I actually also went one step beyond this. I put a credit freeze on my credit file. You know, what this does is it stops all access to your credit report. Now, first of all, that's a pain in the neck, because that means you're freezing it for yourself as well. And you've got to do it with each of these three companies. Total pain in the butt. It took me a good hour and a half. I had a lot of coffee. That was worth it. But you know what? It's also important to remember that if you are trying to apply for credit, a student loan, maybe a car loan, you've got to then unfreeze your credit at all three of these companies, then get your credit, then put the freeze back on. I think it's worth it because, you know what? When I speak to security experts, they say this information is going to live well beyond the next year. So nothing could happen for a year. 2 years from now, all that data is out there. So you might as well be safer than sorry.
That's Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. I wish there was some way we could just avoid getting into this trouble in the beginning, but I don't think that doesn't sound like it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Jill,
nope.
Jill, thank you.
Take care.